Make It Right, the manufacturing podcast.
Welcome back to the Make It Right podcast with Kevin Snook. I'm Janet Eastman, and I'm talking with Kevin about the things he's seen and learned in his 30 years in the manufacturing industry. His book, Make It Right, 5 Steps to Align Your Manufacturing Business from the Front Line to the Bottom Line, will be released on May 1st. And we're delving into the book chapter by chapter over the next couple of weeks. And this week, we're talking about what's in chapter 2, the manufacturing CEO and the align process. So Kevin, tell me, what does the average manufacturing CEO look like compared to the engaged CEO who follows the align process?
Well, there's one really simple answer to that, Janet, and that's busy. For many manufacturing CEOs, they find the work really difficult, and it's just a matter of, it's one thing after another. It's one, perhaps a crisis after another, perhaps a situation after another. Many CEOs tell me that they are, that something's going wrong when you're being constantly dragged into meetings that you don't feel you ought to be in. And that idea of always being on the treadmill, always having another crisis, another situation come up, unfortunately, it's a very normal situation in manufacturing. And what I see with the CEOs who have their process well aligned, they have their organization well aligned, and they're really managing to engage people in the right way, is that they don't seem busy. They seem fully engaged themselves. And so it doesn't mean that they have, that they're not doing anything during the day. It just means that the things that they're doing are really focused on the priorities, and they're delivering results. They're delivering growth. Any manufacturing CEO, any CEO of any company ought to be focusing on the growth of the business and the strategic moves in order to be able to increase that growth. And that's what we do with the align process. We pull people out of busy and out of constant noise into a flow of having at least 50% of their time focused on growing the business.
So in this chapter, you point out something very simple that I don't think most of us recognize, and that it's when you're managing the team and the machine dynamic, it's the people who are the most complicated. I think most people look at those big machines and they go, oh my goodness, those things are the complications, but it's not really. So how do you bridge that people gap between the C-suite and the team on the front line so that the business can run smoothly and the CEO isn't running around with his hair on fire?
Yeah. I think the machines have variability, of course, and they have a natural variability, and they have a natural life, and each component on the machine has a natural lifespan, and that's predictable. If we look after the machines well, then that part is predictable. It's the same with the materials. Every material that you bring into a manufacturing facility is going to have some kind of variability to it, and they do add complexity to the business, but it's manageable. The area that is more of a challenge is people, because you never know what thoughts people wake up with in their heads that morning. People are very different from day to day, depending on what's happened to them in their home situation, in their regular life situation, depending on what their interaction was with their colleagues or their boss. And so there's always this unknown level of variability in people. And the key for us is, how do we manage to reduce that and engage people in the right areas that are really going to help the business? So this is the part that there's definitely more complexity within people, but there's also a lot more potential within people than many of us are using.
So how do you build that structure that allows people to actually grow and participate in the way that the business actually needs them to?
Well, it starts off right from the very beginning, which is having a very clear direction, a very clear vision for the organization that everybody understands. And that's not, just one tagline. That has to be a very clear and compelling vision for the organization. And so when people have that, they know where they're going. But then one of the biggest issues we have in organizations is people's input being blocked at different levels of the organization. And so quite often people know what they want to do. They're very clear in their mind what would be best for the business. And they've proposed that a few times. And for some reason, as that request for help or support flows through the organization, it's got blocked. And what we need to do is we need to be able to unblock those challenges that are of information flow through the organization. As you know, if you've tried to have something done a few times and you keep getting a no at some point, then you're going to stop asking. And quite often in organizations, the frontline employees know what they want to do, but for some reason, they're not getting the support to get it done, and then they stop asking.
So how do you break through there?
Well, first is having that compelling direction, and then being able to make sure that every level of the organization has the same overall goal. This is almost like switching the organization on its head. Quite often, and this has happened for a long time in the past, organizations have been designed so that the people pass instructions down the chain, and then the frontline employees through the organization are passing information up the chain so that somebody else can make a decision. What we need to be able to do is free up the frontline employees who know what they need to do, who want to make the right decisions every minute of the day. We need to be able to free up them to be able to make the right decisions. They're already in the right place at the right time. They just need the information and the help and support to make really good decisions.
So you're basically saying to turn the organizational pyramid upside down, let the challenges and whatnot sift down towards the CEO, but hopefully get resolved before they get to that bottom point where the guy is swamped.
Yeah, for me, the frontline employees are already making the most important decisions every minute of the day. They're the ones who decide whether the machine runs or stops. They're the ones who decide whether to let the good quality or the bad quality go through. So they're making all the decisions anyway, or the critical decisions. In a way, it's like in a service business where the frontline employees in a supermarket or in a Starbucks cafe, they're on the front line facing the consumer. In a manufacturing business, they're on the front line literally making the product that the consumer is going to get into their hands. And so we need to make sure that they are getting those right decisions. That's why I put them at the top. Turn the triangle upside down, the organization pyramid upside down, put the frontline employees at the top, because everybody else is there to serve the frontline employees and help them make really good decisions.
So how difficult is it to get employees to make decisions in a manner that they are taking into account the entire business and not just their area or division or even just covering their own back?
That's one of the biggest challenges that I think people have, that leaders have in the business, is that, they often say that, oh, my employees don't want to make those decisions, or they don't know how to make those decisions, or they're only focused on our own division. And I think that assumption is absolutely wrong. When I talk to frontline employees, they're the people who most want the company to be successful. It's much more difficult for a frontline employee to go out and find another job. They're the guys who are trying to put their kids through college. They're trying to, decide whether they can afford to go on holiday this year. They don't want to lose their job. And the best thing that they can do to keep their job is to keep the company successful. So they're desperate to do the right things in order to keep the company or to help the company grow, because that's good for them. Now, what we need to be able to do is free them up to be able to make those decisions. Now, so how do we do that? Well, first of all, they need to be seeing the whole picture. Quite often when frontline employees come in, and let's say they work in the maintenance department, or they work in the quality department or the production line, they're getting KPI, key performance indicators for their area, and they don't necessarily take into account that whole picture. So how do we not only show the whole picture, but also put in the right rewards and recognition that reward them for making decisions that take us in the direction that the company has clearly set that we need to go?
This reminds me of a story when I was early in my career. We were told by our main boss that if we ever had a question that affected the whole business, that, even if you didn't want to bring it to them directly, to slip a note under the door of his office and, he would answer you. So there was one issue that came up and I finally said, well, I'm just going to ask. And I work nights, so I stuck a note under his door. And the next day he phoned me and he says, you know what? You're the first person who's ever actually taken me up on that. And here's the answer to that question. And, you know, tell everybody because they don't believe it from me, right? So it was kind of an interesting thing. And it sort of changed my opinion of what my role was in the company and what our frontline role was, and then what his role was. And it made a huge difference to me as an employee.
Well, kudos to him because he's, you know, he does want to listen. The thing is, people have stopped talking and they've stopped talking because somebody in the past wasn't listening. And it might not have been the guy at the top of the organization, but at one of those levels, people have stopped listening. And one of the areas that I encourage people on is, now that we're moving into a new generation, now we're going to align the organization well, you have to come back and ask the questions again. You have to ask for the support again and give us another chance because, you know, people do get tired of asking and not getting support. Mm-hmm. And so our goal now is to open that up and to make sure that people do really get support for the great ideas that they have.
You talk about, in this chapter, you talk about the state of service and the state of ego and why this matters in manufacturing. So explain the difference here.
Yeah. I use the example in the book around if you go on a stage to do a talk, there's two different situations that you can be in. One is that you are worried about what your hair looks like or, whether your tie's on straight or whether you're projecting your voice properly and, you know, what's the content of what you're going to say. And so there's this whole worry about how am I going to look in this situation? It's all about me. And that's an ego thing. Even though you want to deliver, you know, a good message for the audience, it's really coming from how am I going to look through this process? Mm-hmm. There's a different way of being. And that's, you know, being in complete service to the people that are sitting out there in the audience. And when you're in that flow mode, when you're really just trying to help them to move forward in their lives, in their work lives, in their personal lives, then you don't worry about your hair and your tie and even the words that you're saying. You know, things flow so much more easily. And that's a difference between being in kind of an ego mode and a service mode. And what I want people in the manufacturing organizations to understand is that when we can all get into that service mode, you know, from the front line all the way through to the CEO or the business owners, we're all here to help the business be successful. And the way to do that is to help every individual in the business to be successful. And whatever we need to do to make that happen, we need to be doing and not worrying about how it's going to affect me and my career. The best way for anybody to move forward in their career is to be able to help the people that are working with them and for them. And so that's the idea that I have around, dropping the ego and really focusing on service.
So the rest of your book, Make It Right, moves through this process that you call align. So just very briefly, break down this align process.
Okay, so this five-step process, it's been what we've been finessing for the last, 30 years. And A is all around aiming from the heart, which is setting a very clear and compelling direction for the business. A is leading with the frontline. So making sure that the frontline employees are really involved in the business, engaged in the business, and being listened to throughout the entire process. I is inspire with information, and that's around giving the frontline employees the right information, the right tools to be able to make great decisions every second of the day. G is giving help and support, and this is this whole idea around dropping the ego and then being able to help people in whatever they need to be successful. And then N is nurturing with feedback and recognition. And so nurturing, people can't do a great job if they're not getting feedback on whether they're doing well or not. And then the recognition, we all love to have recognition for what we're doing and how we're building the entire business. And so they are the five steps, A-L-I-G-N.
Okay, so next time when we chat, you're going to talk about A, aim from the heart. Just give me like a 10-second preview of what that's going to be about.
Well, people tend to think in manufacturing, aim from the heart is a little bit woolly, but you know, it's really how do we build that passion into the vision so that we as leaders are inspired in the work that we're doing so that we can inspire those people around us.
Okay. Kevin, thank you very much. The book is coming out on May 1st. It is called Make It Right, 5 Steps to Align Your Manufacturing Business from the Front Line to the Bottom Line. It's written by Kevin Snook. He has 30 years in the manufacturing industry. And as he says, they have been finessing this align process through those 30 years. And we will talk about aim from the heart next time we chat. Kevin, thank you very much.
Thank you. My pleasure.